good men, ladies, you need to have a little talk with the Lord. Because the Bible said that their steps are ordered by God. The doors of the church is open. There may be somebody here saying, I thought I was a good man. But I discovered that all of my righteousness, apart from God, is as filthy garments. A truly good man, the Bible says his steps are ordained by God. A truly good man seeks to please God. A truly good man said, it's not my will, Father, but I pray always for your will to be done. A truly good man would ask God to order my steps, Lord, in your word, that I might please you. There are three ways you may come. You may come by baptism, you may come by letter, you may come by Christian experience. I pray that we are allowing God to order our steps. Because when we try to do it on our own, there's no eternal value to your goodness. But when we allow God to order our steps, there's eternal value. All a good man without God has is just temporary. He's just a good man. But in the end, there is no eternal value to his goodness. But when our steps, when a good man's steps is ordered by God, he's not only successful in this life, but in the life to come. And not only that, but he will leave a heritage, an eternal heritage for his children. And that's what we want. We seek not the temporary, but we seek the eternal.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Well, come on, give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am thankful and grateful to God for the move of God, and thank God that we again have the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us today. I just want to share a word. You can be seated. I'm just going to take a few moments because I don't have but a few moments to take.
There are many things within us that speak to us. There is a voice. And we must be careful of the voices we listen to. Every voice is not a godly voice. It does not give godly wisdom. It does not truly and significantly help us in situations, not only in the present, but potentially. And we've got to be careful who we allow in our ears. What voices we hear in our ear. In our own experiences, let me just give you a few of them just so that you'll be aware of what I'm saying. There is the voice of need. The voice of need. Now these, I'm talking about voices within now. These are things that you experience. Every one of us experience needs. I dare say if most of us didn't have a need for money, we wouldn't go to work. You can say amen if I'm telling the truth. A lot of us, if we didn't have a need for intimate fellowship, wouldn't get married. And I can go down the laundry list of different things we need, and therefore we do because we need. But David said in Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," or it's translated, "I shall not need, because God provides for my every need." It does not mean a need won't come. It just means when the need comes, God provides for it. There is also the need, the voice of your deed. And deed as in the whole or the total sum, not deeds as an individual act. So whether you're talking positively or negatively concerning the deeds, there is a voice of our deeds. And the Bible says, do, that's deeds, unto others as you would have them to do unto you. And then God also makes clear in Ephesians 6 and 8, what you make happen, what you do, your deeds to others, God will make happen for you. All right, again, the voice of deeds. And so if you're the voice of deeds and you tells you to do this and tells you to do that, and, or do this thing that's not of God or the other that's not of God, be well aware that those things are coming up again. So be careful that the voice of deed is a spiritual or godly voice and not a demonic voice, a spirit. And that's why it's so important to know the voice of God, because when you are prompted to do one thing or the other, the Bible clearly says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So in other words, you can be dead wrong and think you're godly right if you don't know the word. And then there is the voice of your greed. Voice of your greed. And that's all of us. All of us. We have a voice of greed. All right. I know y'all would get quiet on that. All right. But greed is going beyond what you have the capacity to hold, to have, or to utilize correctly. In other words, if greed is relative, what is greed for one may not be greed for another. Good case in point. You take a perhaps a dually truck that has a 30-gallon tank, and you fill it up with diesel, and then you have an 18-wheeler that has a 300-gallon tank, and you fill it up. Now, both of them are full, but they're worlds apart in capacity. 30 gallons wouldn't do very much for the 18-wheeler, and 300 would be far greater than the dually could handle. And so for the dually, it would be greed. For the 18-wheeler, it would be need. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says hell and destruction are never full. So are the eyes of man never satisfied. And my that's Proverbs 27:20 if you want to look it up. That's why my grandmother would say, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. And that also might give some of us a helpful holy hint as to why we have eye problems. Yeah. And some have learned how to watch while it's passing because they can't take a second look. Eyes are never full. Don't see enough. Can't. That's the natural nature of man. Then come talking about, you ain't got to order everything on the menu, but it don't stop you from looking. But why waste your time? Can I have a helper in the house? So greed is one of the problems that many of us have and don't recognize. The voice of greed gets us in more trouble than we realize. Then there is the voice of your seed. That's what I was trying to get to. The voice of your seed. There are three things that the seed always speaks. There are so many more, but I'm going to give you the three basic things every seed speaks to. The first thing is purpose.
That's right.
The voice of your seed always speaks of its purpose. Why is that important to know? Because the purpose of your seed is what is going to determine your fruit. The seed, as I've shared with you before, has an invisible instruction. It's coded within the DNA or genetics of the seed. The seed never has to guess about what it is. All you have to do is plant the seed, and the seed takes over. Seed takes over. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, the seed knows its purpose, and when it is planted, then the seed speaks to its production.
That's right.
When you plant the seed speaks to the soil, speaks to the minerals, speak to every facet underneath the ground that the seed needs to draw to be able to produce life.
That's right.
The seed underneath the ground reveals to the ground it needs moisture, it needs all of the elements that are necessary to develop that seed and cause it to grow. It not only speaks to those things beneath the ground, it speaks to the atmosphere, to the wind, to the sun, to the moon, and even to the rain. And all of these things are necessary for the production of the seed. The seed also speaks to productivity or the harvest. The seed, listen, the voice of the seed tells the seed whether to produce 30%, 60%, or 100-fold. That comes all from the voice of the seed. And so what you've got to realize is the important thing about the seed is like Luke 6:38. The Bible says one word in Luke 6:38. What is the first word?
Give.
See, Bible students know that. Comma. And it shall be given unto you. In other words, once you release, the process starts. And when it comes back, it is multiplied to you. And all you have to do is give or plant or release. Now let me tell you about this, because all of your needs are in seeds. Everything that you have need of is in a seed. God even thought to put your salvation in a seed. If you don't believe me, turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And when the serpent had messed with Adam and Eve, God had a talk with the serpent and cursed the serpent and told the serpent that I will put enmity between you and the woman, and your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The seed. What was the seed? God saw from the beginning time, the beginning of time, and prophetically made Jesus a seed that would come through the human flesh. You find that in Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 35. Get a chance, you get to read it. The Holy Ghost, by way of an angel, was revealed to Mary that she was going to have a child. And she said, how can that be, knowing I don't know a man, never knew a man, etc. And he explained the process to her, that the Holy Ghost would overshadow, and that holy thing that would be conceived in her would be of the Holy Ghost. Listen. Now, here's what's interesting. Women don't have seeds, they have eggs.
That's right.
But she would have a seed implanted in her without the benefit of a male, who is the seed carrier. But the Holy Ghost, him, would divinely place a seed in her womb, and it would be a holy seed from a holy God, because God Jehovah is his father.
That's right.
And then if you look into Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, so from Genesis 3:15 to Galatians 3:16, you see that he's talking about Abraham, and he speaks of his seed, not seeds as in plural, but seed, because the reference here is to Jesus Christ. Now listen at this, and because time would not permit me to go into it, I simply want to say this to you. One of the shortest messages you'll probably hear me preach in, I don't know when. But never forget the power of the seed. Simple message. The power of the seed. Whatever seed you have knows its purpose. Again, apple seed, peach seed, whatever seed, seeds of your mouth. Love, joy, peace, good, evil. All of those are seeds. Everything is a seed. And so when you speak it, release it, plant it, it's coming back to you again. Everything that you have need of is a seed which requires you to plant or to give. Just as God wanted a family, so he planted his son Jesus Christ. And 3 days later, he rose. Because he rose, we are all now sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ because he is of the seed of the Father, and we partake of that same seed in Jesus Christ. And therefore, everything that he had, we have. Everything that he was privy to here on planet Earth, we are privy to now. So here are three things that I want to say about the seed, and I'm through. That in Jesus Christ, the seed who was planted, who produced, who yielded a harvest so great that mankind was restored back to God, and every man from here forward who will hear of Jesus, receive Jesus, shall become a part of the holy family of God through Jesus Christ and have access to the benefits of heaven and become the true man or woman of God that they ought to be because of the power that comes through Jesus Christ. Here are the three things that he has done. He has, through the word, become a winner. He has become a victor, and he has become an overcomer. And as a winner, a victor, and an overcomer, there is nothing that happens in your life. There is no need that comes up in your life. There is no situation that happens in your life. There is no power or potentate that comes against you in your life that can withstand the ability of Jesus winning, being a victor, and an overcomer. And because he is all of those things, so are we also. A simple message: with Jesus we win, with Jesus we are victorious, with Jesus we are overcomers. You can tell the devil with assurance, you can tell the devil with authority, you can tell the devil with clarity, thank God for Jesus. I win because of Jesus. I'm victorious because of Jesus. I'm an overcomer because of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. And when you learn, my brothers and my sisters, the power that's in the seed, you will recognize you'll never have a need again, that your seed can make you victorious in. Give God a hand of praise. I want to say, as we give someone a chance to come to the Lord today, that God wants his people to start in a more intimate way getting to know him. Not just in a corporate sense. I'm talking about personally. Spending time with him. Having communion with him. Just you two. Just you two. Inviting him in your deeper, most innermost thoughts. Letting him make every decision, great or small, with you. Having him to show you things that you were for a time too busy ripping and running, doing so much that you never paid attention to what he wanted. But saying, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Giving him an opportunity to show you the best that he has for you. For you. There's no need to hate, to be envious, to be jealous, to want to covet what somebody else has. Not when you tap into him and know what he's got for you. You ought to celebrate other people's victories. You ought to rejoice with those who rejoice. And your excitement should be, I'm so excited for you, because if he did this for you, I can only imagine what he's got for me. And when you tap into your resources, your resources come from your source. You'll realize there are some things he's got with your name reserved on. Custom made for you. Do you know why there are some things you have need of that you don't have now has not manifested? Because you're not ready for it. You're not ready for it. Some things are so great that God has for you, he's got to make sure you're ready for that. There are some things you've been wanting, some things you've been needing, some things you've been waiting on, and God has been waiting to give it to you, but you've been looking in all the wrong places, trusting in all the wrong people, listening to the wrong voices. Jesus said, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And another, they will not follow. When you know God's voice, when you know it just as sure as you know that he is God, you then will begin experiencing life on a whole nother level. He'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. He'll give you power to overcome every issue in your life. He will deliver you, strengthen you, bless you, keep you. He will do everything that's necessary when you know him. And you'll be able to shout like David, yay! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. When was the last time you faced some difficult situation, distressful situation, and you shouted, bring it on? Because no fear lived in you, because he's with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort. My comfort isn't in me. It's in the God who walks with me and talks with me and has the ability to keep me. And when I know that he's greater than my problem, when I know he's more powerful than my enemy, I have comfort. I have comfort. And my brothers and sisters, you don't know what real comfort is until you're in the arms of the Lord and protected in his hand. And that's a place you want to be. Amen. Always. Always. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, come on. This is your time. Our last appeal. Some of you might say, well, I'm not sure it's my time to come. Listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. You hear him saying, come. This is your time. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost knows what's best for you. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Today. He said, the day wherein you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. And my brothers and sisters, if he's speaking, if he's calling you, whatever that is, which you hear him and heed him today. Don't tarry. Don't let the devil make you change your mind. Don't let fear set in. You say, Lord, I hear your voice and I'm coming. He's standing with arms stretched wide open, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Last appeal. Last appeal. Last appeal. If only you, glory to God, if only you hear and heed the Lord.